This is 7AD, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers Chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Have you recovered from being a TV star?
Oh, barely. Yeah.
It'll take a while.
Paparazzi hiding in the hedges. Anyway, the price of fame.
So we're going to talk about what's new in solar and renewable energy as far as products go.
Yeah, okay. For starters, the notion of it's Chinese and cheap is about to be turned on its head, as the price for Chinese-manufactured solar panels is still on a red-hot rocket upward trajectory. All the guys flogging the cheap stuff are having major meltdowns as they see their ability to be the cheapest in town slip between their fingers. Mm-hmm. The wholesale price for the big-name Chinese panels has risen by 35% in the last few weeks and is set to rise even further.
That's a huge... In the last few weeks.
In the last few
weeks.
Now,
I was expecting you to say... last few years.
No, no.
35% in a few weeks.
And it's probably going to hit 50% by maybe Christmas to January, yeah.
Is that a freight cost or...?
That's part of it. Freight costs have tripled. The manufacturing... China's having energy issues, so they've cut back their manufacturing hours.
Yeah, right.
So that means there's less product.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to come back to Australia cap in hand and say, oh, look, we do need some coal. They're telling all their Chinese manufacturers, look, we need to pump some solar panels into our domestic market.
Yeah, right.
So less product, dearer product, it just pushes the price upwards.
Up.
That's it. It's a pricing reset that needed to happen. Now, on the new product front, I have some exciting news from all three of our panel manufacturers. So let's go LG solar panels first. So earlier this year, we announced the release of the LG Neon H panels with 390-watt modules. That was pretty good. It was a nice jump in power. It wasn't a huge step up as opposed to some competitors' panels, as they were releasing panels of similar wattage. Even though the LG panels were significantly smaller, they were a smaller panel due to their higher efficiency, the fact was being lost on customers as a 390-watt panel versus a 390-watt panel was not really helping cut through the quality and performance of the LG N-type cells, you know, solar panels. That's all about the change. First quarter of next year, we'll have the new LG Neon H Plus modules, and they'll have a starting range of around 405 watts with 420 watts not far behind them. Plus, they haven't done what competing brands have done and made their panel physically bigger, just better. So that's what we want to see.
Yeah.
The 405-watt modules are going to be an all-black module. They look super sleek. And then you're going to have the standard white background modules, and they'll be 415 to 420 watts. Now, we can do over 5 kilowatts of solar now with just 12 panels. And to put that into perspective, in 2010, a 5-kilowatt system was 24 panels. That's how things have evolved.
Twice as much.
Yeah. So we have the 25-year product warranty, 25-year power output warranty from the N-type panel that is designed to still be doing over 90% of its output in 25 years' time. Underwritten by a 60-plus billion-a-year turnover company that we're all familiar with, and that, of course, is the South Korean company LG Electronics. Qcell News, this is our other brand. Information is scarce on this at the moment, but the new Q-Peak model for 2022 is set to be an N-type cell. They are really going after LG hard at the moment. They want the top spot in the solar world for product performance and quality. So they are swapping over from the more cost-competitive P-type cell to the more expensive but high-performance N-type cell that the LG use. Now, they have a higher manufacturing volume than LG, so they have bigger factories. So they should be able to do them for a lower price, but time will tell. Qcells, 25-year product warranty, 25-year power output warranty, underwritten by a $50-plus billion-a-year turnover South Korean company in Hanwha. SolarEdge News. Now, a bit of a mixed message this one, but while the rollout of the bigger single-phase energy hub inverters has been terrible in achieving the projected timelines, it was meant to have them in July, and it's now being pushed out till first quarter of next year. You know, we see more grey in my beard now than you've ever seen before. So we've got clients waiting for these, and it's annoying me no end. But we do have a very good supply of 5 and 6 kilowatt inverters, so it's not all bad news. But the big news is the SolarEdge panels have just inked a deal with Genergy, the manufacturers of their solar modules, and they're now offering 25 years product warranty, 25 years power output warranty in 2022. So the SolarEdge modules have always been our budget panel choice for the SolarEdge system, as the optimizer is already attached to that panel. And with, say, Qcell, LG, we have to actually physically attach the optimizers to those to make them work. So what's really cool, if you were to choose a full SolarEdge system using their panels, you now have a 25-year product warranty, 25-year power output warranty, 25 years on the optimizer and 12 years on the inverter. And that makes our entry-level range of optimized panel a really solid choice, like really well backed up, good performance, and those warranties are just outstanding.
Yep.
Now, if you want to check out all the good gear, come and see us in our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton with our 2022 product range, looking pretty tip-top. But on off the back of this, at 2022, we'll see a major overhaul in our showroom with new batteries on display, new SolarEdge Energy Hub inverter, and I'm going to put a SolarEdge car charger open to customers who want to go charge their car
Brilliant.
Free from the sun.
Brilliant.
Yeah, pretty exciting times at Dumas Energy at the moment, Darren.
Good for you, mate. All right, so if you have any questions, then just drop in and see you at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. You can see them all working there at the shop. 1300 502 599. What's the web there?
All the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or look for us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you on that medium.
Indeed. So if you have any questions, you know, it might be about solar, but it may not, but something energy related, questions to Adrian via his Facebook, and we'll try and answer them on the Power Savers chat.
That'd be a great idea.
Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.